Right, well, it's Wembley then. We're at Wembley week. I suppose the first question is just how are the emotions? Because obviously the season in terms of the league didn't end the way you'd have liked it to, with FC Halifax Town suffering relegation. But you've just said beforehand, this is a one-off. This is a great opportunity for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd have loved to be going on a more positive note, having stayed up on the last day of the season. But it wasn't to be. We only got the 1-1 draw with Macclesfield, and that coupled with Torquay going down 4-3 at Guiseley meant that unfortunately it wasn't to be. But nevertheless, it's a one-off game at Wembley on Sunday. First time in 105 years of football in Halifax that we've got this opportunity. It's an opportunity that generations past never got, so I think all town fans have got to embrace it, and hopefully we'll come back with a bit of silverware.
I've got to ask the question, you know, you've been a fan of FC Halifax Town for quite a while. Did you ever think that this team would get to Wembley one day? Is that something you ever dreamed about?
The playoff final was the closest we ever got, which was 10 years ago. Again, nice bit of symmetry against Hereford United. That final ended up being at Leicester, only on the basis that Wembley wasn't due to be to finish for another year. So we've come close before. That's probably the closest in a long time. And then obviously when we're in the lower leagues and Evo Stake and Conference North, you've got to get through a heck of a lot of games to get to the final. But the team have done really well against adversity when things haven't been going in the league. They've been picking up the results in the trophy. And I think the 4-3 win, the win on penalties at Gateshead after a 3-3 draw in the quarters that led to them playing Nantwich in the semis. I think we were all hoping at that point and believing that this would be our year to get there.
And obviously now we're so near to this match. It's going to be a weird one looking at Grimsby, because they obviously are on cloud nine at the moment with what happened with their league season, and really their main aim is done. So there's that whole thing of hoping that maybe they're on a bit of a hangover with what happened.
Yeah, it could go either way. Me personally, I believe if they'd have lost at the weekend against Forest Green, they'd probably be in a worse position, being demoralised and this being a bit of after Lord Mayor's show, really. Having won, they'll be on a high. The fans, I think there's 15,000 of them there on Sunday, which is an amazing effort. They might not travel in those numbers this weekend, but they'll definitely be there in big numbers. And kind of, it's their swan song to non-league. They'll hope they'll never have to enter the FA Trophy again in many ways. Whereas Halifax, this is the players' redemption, really, for a season that was disappointing. It's a one-off game. And we'll hope that they've all the Grimsby players at least have been drinking and celebrating a bit too much, and the Halifax players will be 100% focused on bringing a bit of pride back to the shirt.
And when you look at Wembley and the atmosphere which is expected, Hereford's numbers, apparently it's going to be 20,000, which is absolutely incredible. Morpeth for trying to bring around 5,000. FC Halifax Town, it could be about 10, just a little bit over, hopefully. And Grimsby, that number might be the same. I mean, it's going to be a fantastic day out for everyone involved, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the non-league and the conference itself have done a really good job in promoting it, offering tickets from as little as £12.50 for adults if you get in a group, and child tickets really, really cheap. So there's going to be a lot of fans from each of the clubs represented, and there's probably going to be lots of neutrals there as well that might not get a chance to go to Wembley for a normal game, and, you know, an FA Cup final, an FA Cup semi. Halifax, should they bring in roughly 10,000? Absolutely brilliant support, and we just hope that it'll be a really good day, and hopefully a proportion of those will come back for the first day of the Vanarama North season next year, having had a bite of the cherry at Wembley.
And I was going to say, it's in terms of the exposure that FC Halifax Town are going to have. Obviously, going to be on national TV, on BT Sport. And also, there's going to be fans who are just going really for the day to see what happens. And there's that hope that fans will see a very good game of football. They might be in the Yorkshire area and they pop down to the show.
Yeah, that's the idea. And the fans that will go, I mean, we've got, you know, 1,500 around or thereabouts as an average attendance this year. It's going to be, you know, hugely special for them, myself, my dad, my uncle, my friends. We go down every week for, you know, 10, 15 years. And, you know, it'll mean more to us, but hopefully everyone else will also be caught up in the atmosphere. And, they'll want to come down next season as well, and hopefully get us into the back to the Vanarama Premier for the season after.
And talking about getting caught up in the emotion, I know that there's a plan of maybe, I don't want to panic your partner at the moment, but maybe your son, your newborn son, might be called Shay, which would be a great gesture. What are the odds of that happening, though?
Yeah, and my wife wouldn't thank me for mentioning that, but I've got a baby son due in September. Shay's up there as a name, there or thereabouts, but I think if we'd have stayed up and all the positivity from that, and then a win at Wembley might have given me more chance. But on the Twitter feed that I run at FC Halifax Town, we've just hit 10,000 followers in the last week, which I'm very proud of, having run the site for the last eight years or so. So I might put a little cheeky petition on there. Maybe if we get 2,000, 3,000 retweets, it might twist around, but I'm not counting on it just yet.
Well, you'll get a retweet off me, no doubt about that, mate. And I mean, just looking at this game, obviously it's going to be a fantastic atmosphere, and there are talk about Jim Harvey and whether this could be potentially his last game. I mean, even if it was, he has done a fantastic job, hasn't he? Even though, in the end, it just ran out of steam in the season.
Yeah, he's picked up the scraps from what was left after the Darren Kelly era, getting stranded at 10 points adrift with a squad of players that was put together by Neil Aspin. So he did do a fantastic job to get us to where we were. Penultimate game, winning 1-0 at Forest Green, and then just needing that win really in the end to get us over the line. He came so close, but so far. Looking at next season, I think the board will offer him an extension. It's a job that still has a lot of pride in West Yorkshire. It is still a big job to take on Halifax and hopefully get us back to the Premier next season. So my gut says that Jim Harvey will want to give it another year with a squad that he'll be able to put together over pre-season and give it a real go next year.
And finally then, while we are looking at this huge game at Wembley, what do you think's going to happen? Who do you think the winner will be out of FC Halifax Town and Grimsby?
I think it'll depend how we start. I think we'll have a good kind of litmus test of how the game's going to go after the first 10 or 20 minutes. We just hope the players will turn up on the day raring to go. And Jordan Burrow, he's had a good run of scoring in the FA Trophy. It dried up in the league towards the end. But if he's on fire, then I think the Shane have got a really good chance of picking some silverware up at Wembley and making the first ever visit of Halifax for the National Stadium a really memorable one.